Welcome to the Midlife Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Lewis. I'm a coach for midlife moms with a background as a mental health therapist. I help midlife moms who are feeling lost and stuck to be able to discover and create their dream midlife. Let's do this. All right. I'm super excited about the topic for this week, which is a wake-up call for the need for self-compassion. And I just have to say as a side note, I do have my microphone plugged in this week. Last week when I recorded the whole thing, and then I realized that my microphone was unplugged and it was kind of echoey. Actually, I made an Instagram post about this, about me working on not being perfect. Like, okay, we're just going to put it out there, even though it's not perfect, because my temptation in the past would have been to re-record. Anyway, that's a whole nother topic on perfectionism. But what I wanted to share today was related to self-compassion. I had an experience last week where I was getting coached. I was getting coached on some fear of rejection that was coming up for me related to some work I'm doing in my business and how I'm kind of stretching myself. And as I was evaluating this fear of being rejected and how it was coming up, I was able to understand, or I guess I worked on understanding, okay, where is this coming from? And I actually traced it back to an experience I had back in high school. And as I traced it back and understood where it was coming from, I was able to have some compassion for that part of me in high school that experienced that. But as I was getting coached, I realized that I was actually judging that part of, well, I was judging that I was even having these emotions. And I was like, this is so stupid. I shouldn't be having this. And my coach was like, Lisa, this is not stupid. So anyway, it was really good awareness for me. And this is what coaching can do. It can help us to see our blind sides. So my coach had recommended some of Kristen Neff's work, which is related to self-compassion. I am somewhat familiar with her work. I've looked at it at different times in the past, but I hadn't read any of her work. So I set the intention to read, or I guess I ended up listening to her audiobook on self-compassion. As I've been listening to it this past week, I was totally blown away by the content. And by the way, I highly recommend her work. Well, I recommend the book that I read, which was Self-Compassion. I think that's her first one. I'm guessing the rest of her work is pretty fabulous. In the work I do with clients, I often will direct them to self-compassion. I can see judgment that comes up as I'm working with clients. Like, I'm able to spot it very quickly. Like, you know what? There's a lot of judgment you have for this, or you're really judging yourself. Or what if we were to practice some compassion for what you're experiencing? So I've gotten really good in working with clients with this. So I was really surprised when I realized I needed an extra measure of self-compassion with the current circumstance I was experiencing. I'd like to talk on the podcast today about what self-compassion can look like and also what it can do for us. So let's start on what it can look like. Self-compassion can look like self-care. That might be us engaging in activities that promote our physical, our emotional, or mental well-being. For example, getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, eating foods that fuel our body, moving our bodies, getting outside, taking breaks when needed. And there could be other things that we do for self-care. Another one, setting boundaries. Did you realize that setting a boundary for yourself can actually be a form of self-compassion? When we have a boundary, it's our way of saying no to things we're not okay with. It's being able to say what you're okay with doing, what you're not okay with. And again, it's just a way of saying no. It could be a way of saying no to extra commitments or maybe delegating tasks that we aren't able to do or is going to overwhelm us if we do. Or it could even be a separation from people in our lives that aren't good for us. Okay, the next thing is practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness, all that is, it's kind of one of these words that we hear, but it's like, what does that really mean? Mindfulness is just being present in the moment and being able to allow for maybe certain thoughts that we're having or feelings as they arise, of just noticing, this is what I'm thinking right now, this is what I'm feeling. And that we don't have to necessarily be reactive to it. We can just be mindful and present with it. Being able to have a positive way that we talk to ourselves. Being able to speak to ourselves with kindness and understanding. I was practicing this with myself over the past week. And able to see myself almost from an outside perspective. And seeing that some of these different things I was taking on with business that are newer for me, that this is hard or that it's new and it was uncomfortable. And being able to even say that to yourself, like, hey, I know this is really uncomfortable and I appreciate your efforts in what you're trying to do, or whatever the words are that we can say to ourselves that show kindness and compassion and understanding. Also being aware of when that critical voice comes up. This is something that I noticed, or I have noticed throughout my life, of this critical voice of like, oh, you could have done that better. Why did you say that thing? Or why did you do that? That's that critical voice. And when it comes in, being able to notice it and then seeing if you can move to compassion. Also, another thing that we can do that shows self-compassion is seeking support. So reaching out to people that we trust, friends, family members, or even professionals for guidance, empathy, or assistance. For me, over the past week, I was talking to my husband and sharing with him what was coming up, and then also getting coached on that, which that was hard for me to admit what I was feeling, of feeling those feelings of rejection, again, because I had judgment for it that I shouldn't be feeling it. But being able to get support actually helped me to, I guess, for it to not feel as big. It was like, okay, this is what I'm experiencing, but it's not as big as it seemed to be in my head. Here's another thing, embracing imperfection. So letting go of unrealistic expectations of being perfect. Being able to accept ourselves as humans and that we are having a human experience and we're going to sometimes mess up or things aren't always going to go perfect. And being able to have self-compassion for it not going perfectly. One other way that we can practice self-compassion is being able to have gratitude. Being able to notice the different things in our lives that we appreciate and having gratitude for those things. Oh, one last thing that I almost forgot is being able to view our mistakes or failures as opportunities for growth and learning. So overall, self-compassion involves treating ourselves with kindness, care, and understanding, the same kind of thing we would offer to a close friend or a loved one. Okay, let's talk about what having self-compassion can do. It can help us in being able to feel better. It helps us to be more resilient. It helps us to be able to navigate these negative emotions that come up, maybe such as anxiety, depression, or stress. It can reduce the impact that those feelings have on us. The other thing that having self-compassion can do is it can improve the way that we treat ourselves. We will show up and treat ourselves with more kindness and understanding, and it can also help the way that we see ourselves. It reduces that self-critical voice. Having self-compassion also helps with improving relationships. As we cultivate self-compassion, what it also helps us to do is to be more empathetic and understanding and forgiving towards other people, which improves our relationships with them and obviously our relationship with ourselves. When we learn how to practice self-compassion, it also increases our ability to be motivated to do things that we want to be doing in life. And it also increases our ability to be resilient when we face things that are challenging. We already kind of touched on perfectionism, but when we're self-compassionate, we are less likely to be plagued by perfectionism, which can give us a greater sense of freedom and enjoyment in life. And then lastly, when we practice self-compassion, it can actually improve our physical health as well, because we're not going to be as stressed. When we're critical on ourselves, it increases the stress response that we have in our body. And so we're helping in reducing that. And that, again, overall, that helps with our physical health. So self-compassion is a very powerful tool that can help in promoting overall well-being, resilience. It enables us to navigate life's challenges with greater ease and kindness and understanding. So bringing it back to what I experienced a week ago, as I was listening to Kristen Neff's book on self-compassion and I was practicing it, I was feeling a reduction in symptoms. I actually felt better because I was practicing that self-compassion piece. And when I was making mistakes or not doing things as well as maybe I thought I should have been, I was able to go back to that compassion. And it really made a lot of difference for me in the past week. And that's why I'm like, I've got to do a podcast on this, because I do see it a lot with people that I work with and the need for it. And then seeing the need for it myself was huge. So my call to action for you is to notice how you talk to yourself. Are you talking to yourself with a more critical voice and being hard on yourself? Or are you able to move to compassion? If you are noticing that you're having that critical voice, I really, really encourage you to do this practice. And maybe even go and research some of Kristen Neff's work or other work that's out there on self-compassion and see how you can better integrate that into your life and see what differences you notice. And I will see you all on the podcast next week. If you're enjoying what you are learning on this podcast and would like to learn more about working with me as your coach, you can message me at midlifemomcoach@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. Midlife Mom Coach is my handle. We'll see you next time on the podcast.